It's Friday, August 28th. A fast food empire loses its buyout, Washington eyes Venezuelan oil, and the AI power story is only getting louder. Let's get into it. So Dev, Friday. What's the broad picture heading into the close?
A few things pulling in different directions. Oil is the one to watch. There's a real stalemate around Iran that's keeping prices from falling, even though a Hormuz deal was supposed to relieve pressure. Markets are a bit confused by that gap.
And stocks broadly?
Cautious. End of August, end of the week. No one's making big bets today. The AI trade is still running hot underneath, though. Chip and foundry names are getting attention.
Bloomberg flagged this morning that Korea's national pension fund, one of the biggest in the world, posted a 27% return in the first half of the year.
It really is a signal. When a conservative fund that size is up that much, it tells you the rally in stocks and tech has been broad, not just a handful of names. That's important context for everything else today.
Right. And there's a geopolitical angle, too. Venezuela.
Yes. And it's a big one. We'll get into that in a moment.
Okay, the lead story today. Wendy's. A take-private deal, meaning a private buyer was going to purchase the whole company and take it off the stock market, has collapsed. Dev, why does that matter beyond just one burger chain?
Because when a deal like this falls apart, it leaves a hole. Investors betting on the acquisition get hurt. And it raises a bigger question about the whole fast food sector. Are these companies actually worth what buyers were willing to pay?
And the answer seems to be no.
At least not at those prices. Consumer spending on eating out has softened. The math stopped working for whoever was trying to take Wendy's private. So the deal died.
And sentiment on Wendy's right now is totally flat.
The stock is in limbo. The company is back to figuring out its future as a public company without the clean exit a buyout would have given them.
So for a regular investor looking at the fast food space, McDonald's, restaurant brands, all of them, what's the read through?
It's a yellow flag. If buyers with deep pockets looked at Wendy's books and walked away, you have to ask what they saw. The whole sector is worth watching more carefully right now.
Let's look at what's gaining steam and what's cooling off. Dev, give me the quick version.
Three things gaining steam today. The U.S. potentially acquiring Venezuelan oil went from a quiet rumor to something markets are actively pricing. The AI foundry story is also picking up. Chip makers that actually manufacture the hardware can't build capacity fast enough. And that, you know, Iran oil disconnect we mentioned is now fully in focus.
So oil is the thread running through all of it.
Pretty much. Supply politics are back in a big way. And the Fox and News Corp re-merger rumor is circulating again, getting some attention, though sentiment is mixed.
Nothing cooling off dramatically today?
Not a big fade today. The energy and AI stories are absorbing most of the oxygen.
Bear corner. The AI foundry boom. Everyone seems excited, but Dev, make the case against it.
Here's the thing. Building a chip foundry takes years and billions of dollars. By the time new capacity comes online, the specific chips they're building might not be what the next wave of AI actually needs. You can overbuild for yesterday's demand.
But the orders keep coming in right now.
They do. But a lot of that is companies panic ordering to avoid shortages. If the AI spending cycle pauses, and spending cycles always pause eventually, those foundries are sitting on expensive, empty capacity. History rhymes here.
Fair warning. What should we be watching tomorrow, Dev?
It's Saturday, so markets are closed, but the Venezuela oil story could develop over the weekend. Any official statement from Washington or Caracas would move things Monday. And keep an eye on oil price headlines out of the Middle East. That Iran stalemate is fragile.
And the Fox and News Corp merger chatter. Weekend press is often where those stories break.
Good one to watch. Big media deals tend to leak on Saturdays.
That's your Friday wrap from Narrative Daily. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you Monday. Narrative Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.